Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today, we are discussing the arrest of alleged illegal foreign currency dealers after a former finance minister, Tendai Biti, raised important issues that question the legality of these arrests. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. This week, President Joe Biden drastically increased tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, steel and aluminium products, and semiconductors. The move follows his administration's review of former President Donald Trump's trade policies toward China. White House bureau chief Patsy Widakuswara looks at how the two presidential candidates differ in their approach.
Talking tough on China is one of the few areas that both Democrats and Republicans agree on, including President Joe Biden.
For years, the Chinese government has poured state money into Chinese companies across a whole range of industries. Steel and aluminum, semiconductors, electric vehicles, solar panels. The industries of the future.
And his predecessor, former President Donald Trump.
China is eating our lunch right now. And they went away from what I was doing. They're eating our lunch.
Both Biden and Trump say they want to punish China for trade practices that violate international rules. This week, Biden quadrupled tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles to 100%, tripled levies on some steel and aluminum products to 25%, and doubled the rate on semiconductors to 50%.
And we'll counter China's overcapacity in these industries. And we're making major investments in clean American steel and aluminum.
Biden made the move after reviewing Trump's tariff policies. Trump said, too little, too late.
They should have done it a long time ago, but they've also got to do it on other vehicles, and they have to do it on a lot of other products.
Ahead of the November election, where the two men are locked in a rematch, both Biden and Trump are keen to highlight that their policies toward Beijing will benefit American workers. Broad tariffs on Chinese imports from seafood to consumer electronics were first imposed by Trump. Biden has maintained some of them, targeting key sectors like clean energy. This is in line with his plan to boost production of domestic EVs and other technologies meant to fight climate change and to dominate high-tech manufacturing industries. Another key difference is that Biden harmonizes his efforts with allies, including the G7, group of seven industrialized nations.
The Trump administration was quite willing to use tariffs to get better deals. They were less willing to invest at home to try to create alternate supply chains. And they were probably even less willing to work with allies to try to build those supply chains.
Trump says his broader, bigger, billions of dollars tariff approach is better, while Biden says his surgical attack is more effective. Either way, Beijing promises retaliation, and the American voters will show their preference in November. Patsy Widakuswara, Viewing News, Washington.
A new report by Human Rights Watch has called on the United Nations and African Union to place an arms embargo on Sudan amid ongoing ethnic cleansing in Darfur. Henry Wilkins speaks to the author of the report, who says the response by the international community has been disappointing.
A May 9th report by Human Rights Watch details what it says is the ongoing ethnic cleansing being carried out by the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, and its allied militants in the Darfur region of Sudan. The report says the RSF, an ethnic Arab paramilitary group, has targeted the non-Arab Masalit people, killing thousands, although the report did not specify how many. The UN says about 8.8 million people have fled their homes in Sudan since the fighting broke out in April of last year. The report calls on the United Nations and the African Union to implement an arms embargo on Sudan to help prevent further violence.
There are many lessons learned that the international regional community seems not to grasp or move forward into action to prevent further atrocities. We've been raising the alarm bell even, as I mentioned, you know, from 2020 onward on the ongoing attacks on civilians. And we haven't seen a proper response from the international community.
Osman says neither the UN nor the African Union had acted on the report.
But so far, we haven't seen any movement or response from these entities towards the recommendations that we provided.
The African Union did not respond to VOA's request for an interview, nor did the office of the UN Secretary-General's personal envoy to Sudan. In April, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said crimes against humanity may have been committed in Darfur and has since expressed grave concern about the ongoing fighting. Osman, meanwhile, expressed his frustration.
I think we need to have a conversation around the moral and political responsibility at the same time, because you can't come forward saying you stand with the people of Sudan and continue to express your solidarity, but in terms of action, when people need it, you're not going forward with that.
Osman says the international community must work together to end the crisis, bringing those responsible to account, aside from implementing an embargo.
I think bringing Darfur and the situation in Sudan to the focus on the agenda, you know, engaging with the Sudanese stakeholders, not only the political or the military elites, you know, talking to civilian groups, you know, talking to civil society, talking to the displaced and refugee communities.
A UN peacekeeping force that had been sent to Darfur after the 2003 genocide left the region in 2021, prompting a renewal in the targeting of Masalit and other black ethnic groups. Analysts say the civil war that began in Sudan last year has made matters worse and led to a breakdown in law and order. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are discussing remarks by former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who argues that dealing in foreign currency does not break any law following the arrest of over 400 foreign currency dealers. In a High Court appeal for Albert Chekure, who was charged with the crime of contravening exchange control regulations, which prohibits the buying or selling of foreign currency without approval, Biti contends that the charge is non-existent. He argues that foreign currency simply refers to legal tender of another country, thus it is unlawful for any Zimbabwean to transact and deal in foreign currency, defined to mean the legal tender of another country without exchange approval. However, Biti argues that the US dollar that the appellant dealt with is not foreign currency in Zimbabwe. Rather, it is legal tender following the adoption of a multi-currency regime. However, the finance minister, Mthuli Ncube, this week told Parliament that the crackdown on illegal forex dealings will continue. To discuss this issue, we have on the line a lawyer, Mr. Ngobani Sithole, and we are looking forward to be joined by Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Finance Chair, Honorable Clemence Chulua, and MDCT Shadow Minister, Finance Minister Dr. Tapiwa Mashakada. We are still trying to get hold of them. Mr. Sithole, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Stoller, what does the law say when you are looking at the foreign currency exchange in the country in the context of these arrests that are happening?
Well, I don't think these arrests, in my own view, are being done in a manner that is legal. Right? One looks at foreign currency, as it is rightfully stated in that application. You are looking at money or currency belonging to another nation. I'm putting it in a way, in a manner that is understandable to everyone. I don't want to be very technical about it. Now, Zimbabwe uses a basket of currencies. We use pula, we use rand, we use USD, we use ZiG, we use any other form of currency. So in terms of the legislation that we have in Zimbabwe, those currencies are legal tender. There is no way that if you give me pula and I give you a rand, then one would say we have committed an offense. No, those are currencies that are used in Zimbabwe.
Thank
That's
you.
That's legal tender in Zimbabwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa sibili baba Sithole. Kodwa lapha nxa sesikhangela kula bantu ababili esingabaqathanisa umuntu odinga imali yokuthi ayisebenzise nje ukuthi abhadale izinto ezifana le-renti kumbe amafutha emota lokunye bese kusiba lo munye oma emgwaqweni ethengisa imali lezi laphana umthetho uyabehlukanisa na kumbe bayafanana abantu labo.
Wafanana, there's no difference. Well, at the end of the day, almost all ends of the day, you know, it's not foreign currency. Let me take away this imagine of the life before you had it. That's how we need to learn how we want to learn. And then, what will be the company sometimes, what do you think? 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 I would say I'm a foreign carrier. So we manage the right. So the net effect of it is that you own a parliament must then accept to that thing. Then I would have an take all to that issue on the air. It has been a parliament in which Konoko was all covered with it. You go to the way you go court. To the way. Kalafari Umtet, what is a long movement for coin? What is a name like? So we are. Or at least then.
Siyabonga baba Sithole. We are also joined by an economic analyst, Professor Elliot Masocha. Welcome to the show, Prof.
Thank you for having me.
Prof, looking at this issue, yeku sungwa kwevano vachi pomerwa mosa yeku chinja mari, asi vabiti vachiti apana mosa. Tanzwa, vasitole vachiti tsanangura nyadze mtemo hapo. Imi munoi wana senyai?
Wanera ndiro itando kuti urumendi ya kati pari kugurubwa mtemo we Foreign Exchange Control Act. Saka ndi ziri kuti vabiti vaona mtemo iwoyo sei zvekare maonera ndiri kuita ndokuti mamani chenja akasasungwa pavari kuitira basa racho kana riri basa racho handifungi kuti ndipo pavanofanira kunge vachiitira saka vanogona kusungirwa kuti pamuri kuitira handipo panofanira kuitwa pamutemo nokuti kainda kumasupermarket togara ndiri kuZimbabwe 2 months pagore unenge uchitogona kutevererwa musupermarket kumaaisle kwese kuya uku navanhu vanenge vachida kuti toda kuswipa, toda kuchinja. Handifungi ndo maitirwo angaitwa business ravo rokunge vachitengeserana nokuchinja nokuchinja kwavanoita mari. Asi nyangwe hazvo zvakaita saizvozvo handioni hurumende ichikunda nyaya yavanhu vari kutengesa mari pamutsika mutema nokuti tichitarisa isu kubusiness kana vanhu vanotenga vachingovapo chete savanhu vanoda kutenga mari yokunze iyoyo vanotengesa havambofi vakashayikwa vanotogona vanotongondochinja nzimbo yavanotengesera vangava vanotengeserana kumba kana kutengeserana mumakomo chaiwo zvinongoreva izvo kuti mutsika mutema hauzombofi wakapera nokuti hurumende iri kutageta zvisizvo hurumende ngainangane nokugutsa vatengi vemari yokunze iyoyo. Kana ikagutsa vatengi vemari yokunze iyoyo, vanotengesa mari yokunze vanozoshaya vokutengesera.
Tinotenda prof. Baba Sithole, siyamuzwa laphana uprofessor uthi hayi laloba kungenziwa njani kuzaba nzima ukuthi kuqedwe abantu abatshintsha izimali emigwaqweni. Sesibuyela emthethweni laphana, are there any provisions that are there that can protect or rather ensure sanity when we are looking at indaba zemali in Zimbabwe?
You see, the biggest problem that we have in this particular case is that there is nothing legal about it. Actually, one looks at it and one has to be frank. It's just illegalities that are taking place. Unfortunately, they are being sanctioned by the courts. Why am I saying this? That if these people have been arrested, and these people are denying the charge, they have to have their day in court. The first thing that we have to deal with is their liberty. Pre-trial incarceration in Zimbabwe is undesirable. Section 50 of the Constitution clearly states that an individual should have a right to be out on bail unless there are compelling reasons why he or she should not be. So if you are going to say every other person who has been arrested for this particular offense is not entitled to pay, then, I mean, it's unconstitutional, clearly. That's where the problem starts. If we are saying, look, if you are going to be dealing with the issues of currency, pay is not going to be considered, then that on its own is a violation of the constitutional provision. These people need to be protected. Whether this is an offense or not, it's something for another day. But clearly, it is very persuasive that in Zimbabwe, there is no one who can be charged of dealing in foreign currency. Because the money that we are talking about is not foreign currency in our jurisdiction. It is legal change. How then can one say, in the meantime, the US dollar is foreign currency, but if you go to the bank, you get US dollar, if you go to the shop, you change that the US dollar. How can it be foreign currency? So there is a vacuum, there is a lacuna there, of which our legislators must deal with it. If they want to criminalize use of US dollars, just do it that way, unlike picking up individuals and locking them away.
Thank you. Baba siyabonga laphana ukuthi lichaze kuhle sibili sibone ukuthi umthetho uthini ngakho konke lokhu. Va masocha muruku inzanya iri kutaurwa yemutemo. Munoona ti tichitarisa kudivi rezveupfumi ndeapi matano angaitwa kuitira kuti pagadziriswe dambudziko iro, sezvo kana pachitariswa mutemo vatsanangura vachiratidza kuti panogona kunge pasina mutemo uri kutarisa nyaya iyoyo.
Mutemo unotarisa nyaya iyoyo ndoda zvokuti uripo, nokuti nyangwe hazvo une zvinhu zvauri kutengesa, handifunge kuti unobvumidza kuzvitengesera chero paunoda kutengesa. Ndo pangati panogona kunge pachivhunwa mutemo chaizvo ipapo. Nokuti tikaenda kuna mamwe maguta ari muZimbabwe akaita Victoria Falls, ndaandiri kogore rapera, hauoni kana money changer unenge achinetsa vanhu kana akamira paakamira kana kutevera vanhu pasupermarket, zvinoreva kunochengetedzwa mutemo. Handizvo here zvatofanira kuita munyika yeZimbabwe, kuti pashaikwe munhu unoti unotengesa kana nyama papavement unotengesa zvakati papavement? Asi sokutaura kwangu hakudo kutini kuti hurumende ipedze dambudziko iri, handi kuti vasunge vanhu vanotengesa mari iyoyo. Nokuti maziviro andinoita business ndokuti kana pachingova navatengi chete, panotowana munhu unowana nzira dzokutengesa asingadi, hurumende isingadi ichida, nokuti vatengi vanenge variko, munhu vanhu vanenge vane zvokutengesa. Saka kuti hurumende ifambise upfumi hwenyika ramabhizimusi, ngaitsvage nzira yekukasira kupa vamabhizimusi mari yavanenge vati vatenga kureserve bank. Ndoto pane dambudziko ipa kuma business makuru anoti hongu tinoda kutenga kureserve bank kana auction kuya kwaiva kana kuma banka. Voenda vondotorerwa mari yavo yokutenga. Vopedza mwedzi yakawanda vasati vapiwa mari yokunze. Saka vovhara here mabhizimisi iwayo kana vobatsirika.
Tinotenda vamasocha regaini boku misai mchana pane vapindawo vari parunhare. Baba Khumalo, lingenile kuhlelo siyabonga ukuthi lisixhumile livela khona ngapha eSouth Africa. Linjani baba? Hello? Ye, lingaphosa ilizwi laphana libona njani udaba lolu esixoxa ngalo namhlanje baba Khumalo?
Lolu daba ngibona ngathi mina luyabuyisela leZimbabwe emuva uma kuqhubeka kusiba le market emnyama le-ANC kakhulu. Vele uhulumende uyavala lolu hlelo ngoba luyayibuyisa imali amandla, njengoba manje izikhipha ibonakala isiwa kakhulu iphelwa ngamandla, yibo labo sebethelene abawuyiselayo. So ma balokhu beqhubeka besiba khona sho ukuthi siyingane engakhasiyo, ube siyakhasa nje kube siyakhula siyaphambili, izwi lethu nalo liye kuphambili kakhulukazi kwezomnotho.
Lapho baba Khumalo, sizwile ukuthi nxa sikhangela umthetho ngani uyasilela mbijana, kungenziwa njani ke lapho ukuthi baluqede lolu dubo?
Umthetho akumelanga usilele uma uhulumende ebona ukuthi izwe liyehlathini, ngoba uma kuthiwa umthetho uyasilela kusho ukuthi lokhu kungenzeka ukuthi sandla siyesiqina. Umthetho uma uqini kakhulukazi uma ilizwe umele liye phambili, ngoba uma umthetho usilela kusho khona ukuthi nawe bakuthanda yini lokuthi kube labo sithathelene elizweni abawisa imali. Ngoba kusasa uma izakhamuzi zingasayamukeli leyo mali, uhulumende uyathiwa sesora futhi kungani izakhamuzi zingayamukeli imali kanti ilabo sithathelene abaqeda imali amandla. So mina ngowami umbono, ngibona ngathi uhulumende kafake isandla sensimbi kakhulukazi uma kuza kubo siphatheleni lapho.
Hayi, siyabonga baba Khumalo. Prof Masocha Mamu, sati mapedza munogona kupedzisa muchidimbu tigopawo zvekare gweta mukana wekuti vangewo vachitaura panyaya.
Saka ndingangotini hurumende ine chido chakakura chaizvo kunge ichigadzirisa nyaya dzoufumi hwenyika, kana kuti ndingati vane energy yakawanda chaizvo, asi maonero angu ndeyekuti energy yacho iri kuinda wrong direction kusunga vamamani changer, pamusoro pokuvakurudzira kuti zvamuine mari yacho yatisina isu hurumende yokutengesera vamabhizinesi kuti ufumi hukure. Uyaiti kubetserei kuti mugadzira mabhizimusi enyu sei? Nokuti ndinoona sekuti hurumende iri kurudunura zvairi kuvaka ichiendesa ufumi hwenyika kumawere. Nokuti kana vakavhara mamani changer nenzira dzavari kuti vari kuvhara, kunenge kuchitovawo kuvhara mabhizimusi anowana mari yavo zhinji yokunze kumamani changer. Saka handioni kuti dai vaikwanisa kundipindura ipapo kuti saka nzira dzavainadzo dzokusumudza mabhizimisi noufumi kweZimbabwe dziri papi, zvavasingakwanisi kunge vachipa mabhizimusi mari yokunze nenguva yavanenge vachida kupa, yavanenge vachida mari iyoyi.
Tinotenda Prof. Baba Sithole, nxa sikhangela indlela elichasise ngayo kutshengisa ukuthi hayi umthetho uyasilela laphana, nxa kule multi-currency regime njengesilayo eZimbabwe, kuyabe sekusitsho na ukuthi abantu sebesekelwa bethengiselana imali njengendlela ade kusenziwa ngayo, kumbe kungaba kulo mthetho ongafakwa ongaphathisa na kulolu daba?
Right. I think simply just kind of the resolution in the resolution. We need to get into our position. Obviously, the money is not in the line. Then we talk about the issue of government colleagues. Right. See, I'm going to make a question. I'm going to have an issue of your potato. Obviously, in the meantime, I would have potato on the way that they end the end. Why? I might agree with everybody else. So when you can go to Umundi Africa, Amestolo, Adi, yeah, what's why I said it? I think the local can. It's suppressing what the government intends to achieve by putting forward the currency in a speculated manner. So if you are going to put it on two different positions, who will guide it? Who will come by it? But if you are not going to be able to do it, who will come by it? Who will not entitled to pay? I mean, it's just a bad president. And if you think of a lady, we continue. Because what is people happening in our view is that now we are going to have a name.
Hello? Ngukhanya sengana sisazwanani laphana lobaba usithole kodwa ubechasisa laphana ukuthi hathi kufanele ukukhangela ngendlela ezimbili ukuthi kulo mthetho okhangela lama ngabagqwetha bese kusiba ke le government policy. Hello? Ungani segasekho laphana kulomunye laye ongenileyo ngocingo. Hello? Hello.
Hello, Magasimba here.
Tino Simba Makadio, ma pinda mchirongwa.
Hey, Murugita wana mkuma la fumo machara randri ku South Africa. Mchirongwa, ndirikuda kupinda wanchita wana wakwa msoropwe kutenge sope. Kuma miraka ita, ya zemari mwika medu. Nekutengeswa kuri kuitwa mari nekushungwa kwese kuri kuitwa vanhu nyaya yekushungwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vanotengesa mari nekutenga mari handioni iri solution inokwanisa kubatsira nyika kuti dambudziko rekutengwa kwemari nekutengeswa pamusika mutema ripere mara dambudziko rekuti vanhu vasatenga mari pamusika mutema nekutengesa rotoda kuti iro hurumende ikwanise kupedza iro dambudziko iroro bhikozi inokonziwa nawo mabazi ehurumende ekuti wakasvika wachida kushandisa mari dzenyika vanenge vachiti vanhu hatishandisi mari dzakadaro mari haivarivo varedzi remari
zvino poitwa sei vamachara kuti pagadziriswe dambudziko sezvo muri kuti kusunga vanhu hakusi kuzopedza dambudziko iri
dambudziko bhikozi ndiri kushandira munyika ndinohora mazigi ndapedza kuhora mazigi ndirikuda kundotora pasipoti nhasi zvinoita sei kuti ndiyiwana mari yacho kubhenga hazvisi easy kuti ndinde ndiri munhuwo zvake ndinondiri kuda mari da kuzondotora pasipoti ndobva ndeiwana saka ndokudawo kuti ndinenge ndiri papuresha nechandinoda ndirikungozodzoka pamusika mutema ndobva ndatenga mari yepamusika mutema kuti zvinhu zvangu zvinge zviri fasi
tinohurumende
yakatanga kugadzira dambudziko roro rekutoti mapazi aya ese ngaigamuchire mari yayo yemunyika hakuna munhu anozopinda padhimandi rekuda us kuziva kuti pese pandapinda mari inoshanda munyika zvakasununguka zvakafanana hapana painozopinda padhimandi yekuti tinozoidawo sezvo tiri vanhu vevanhu asi kana pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzotonzi mari iyoyo haishandi soati pandinoda kundoshandisa ipapo inenge ndiri padhimandi nokuda us ota kuti ndiinde pamukoto because mabhengi edu emunyika munotomaziva hapana pokundingaendawo zvandiri zvinondo ndoda maus kanakapii
tinotenda vamachara kuti tinotenda tiri kukunzwai tinotenda zvekare kuti mapinda muchirongwa mukapa pfungwa dzenyu asi nguva ndo dzati mhanyei regai titore mukana uno kuti titende Professor Eliot Masocha navasitole vapinda muchirongwa zuva ranhasi taatatarisira kuti tinge tine mukuru weportfolio committee yefinance vaClemence Chiduwa pamwe chete naDr Tapiwa Mashakada veMTCT asi havana kuzobatika. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kanyudo.